By Pasuk, how do you know that you need Shechita Betzofim by you all Kachi Kachi? So the original Makar is by Ola, if the person brings a Tzon to Ola. The first Parsha in the Chumash talks about it for Per, then Baka La Ola, and there it doesn't say Tzofim. The second Parsha in the Chumash Vayikra talks about it, Ben Tzon to Ola, there it says Tzofim, and there's a Vav Achibra in between. Vav Moisef Alin Yerisha makes it like a Hekesh, Vilomeid, Elyon mitachton. So the Gemara raises the question, is that legitimate? When you have Vav Moisef Alin Yerisha, it makes sense that you learn the tachton from the Elyon, but you go backwards to say Lomen Elyon mitachton also. Is that legitimate? So the Gemara suggests maybe that's a machlokes hatanoim. What's the machlokes hatanoim? Halacha lemaisa, that's based on this idea. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Nachachamim. We know what an Ashim Tali is. If a person knows Bevadai that he violated an Aver B'Shegig, which if he would have done it, amazing, he would have been Chayv Kareis. So if he violates Aver B'Shegig, he has to bring a Chatas Kvua. Chatas Kvua means it doesn't make a difference whether he's poor or wealthy. It's not going to be Olav Yorid. He's going to Chatas Kvua even if he can't afford it. That's the only way to get a Kaporis to bring this Chatas. So, and we know if a person is mesupek, chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, because we paskin yeshem lamikro, we also achas bekol mitzvois Hashem, two chatichas, not yeshem la masoris, the ksiv. You don't follow the ksiv, you follow the kri. Yeah. So if a person is mesupek, chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas, whether he violated, and he's a chelev or not, chelev ishuman, murov, miyachan, and he ate one, he doesn't know which one he ate. So then that's the Parsha and the Chumash, that's an Ashim Tolle. The Shaila is, if a person is Moel Behegdish, Bemezid, there's no chorus. The maximum there may possibly be is Misa B'dei Shamayim, and the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel, when they quote that long Tosefta, Elu She B'Misa, so it's a Machlek, it's Rebbe Nechachamim. Whether he's at B'Mi'ilo, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. But there is no chorus. So there won't be, if a person violates Me'ilo B'Shoigeg, he brings Hashem Meilas, he doesn't bring Chatas. So there's a Machlokes HaTanoim, Rabbi Akiva Nachacham, what if he's Mesupik, if he violated Me'ilah Behegdish, would he bring an Ashim Tali? Ashim Tali would bring half Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas, and Rashi makes it into the Shat, Rashi makes the Machlokes in the case where you have Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas, that a Hegdish Shechulin Lefana, V'nenem Be'echad Mehem, so it's a chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a chiyuv Ashim Tali, and we don't pass him like that. Where does Rabbi Akiva come off to say Ashim Tali? Ashim Tali normally is only when it would have been, if it would have been avadai that he did yaveris, chay v'chatas, and then Ashim Tali. So the answer is Bob Moisev Alin Yerishan, because the parsha has the first parsha there in the end of Vayikra. First parsha has the parsha of Hashem the Elois, and after that is the parsha of Ashim Tali, and there's a Vav Achibur in between Vim Nefesh. So you say Vilomid Elyon Mitachton, that in Meila, which is the earlier parsha, if he's Vadai, then he brings Hashem Elois, and if he's Sofik, then he brings Ashim Tali. That's what Rabbi Kiv holds, and the Chachamim disagree. So my lab, how come it flick? This is exactly the machlokes. When you have a vav hachiba, vav ma'isef alin yerishon, do you only say bilomit tachton me'elyon, or you say even bilomit elyon me'tachton? That's also legitimate. My lab, how come it flicky? Marsav lemeidim, marsav lemeidim. So the Gemara suggests not necessarily. It could be kolni amal lemeidim. And if it would have been a different case, everybody agrees. Bilomit elyon me'tachton, just like tachton me'elyon, elyon me'tachton, they're both legitimate. But over here, there's a gzera shava, because it says v'asach has been called mitzvah Hashem by chatas kvua, and it says v'asach has been called mitzvah Hashem by Ashim Tali. So the chachamim hold that the gzera shava tells you that just like chatas kvua is only if you have zdona kores, so too Ashim Tali is only if you have zdona kores. Frag d'gmar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva should also know from that gzera shava. So he says, yeah. He darshan the Gzera Shavah to teach me a different din. Malahalam bekavu, afkam bekavu. That what? That there's no oil of the yorid over here. Just like Just like what? Just like by Chatas Kvua. Once in a while, there is an institution of Chatas Ala B'yorid. But normally, there isn't. So the Parsha, Asach has become Mitzvah Hashem, Ashalos Haseno, that phrase appears twice. That appears by Ashem, that appears by Ashem Toli, and it appears by Chatas Kvua. So Rabbi Akiva says that that's to teach me all of the Averis that you have, Chatas Kvua, and if you bring an Ashem Toli, there is no oil of Yorid. You shouldn't make some kind of Yalfus to think Ashem Toli is more kal, and if you can't afford the more expensive carbon, you bring the less expensive. No. Mahasim Kavua, Afghan is also Kavua, Lapukeh, to the exclusion of what? That the only time you bring a chat, the only time you bring an Ashem Toli is if he would have done that Avera b'shoigeg bevada, he would have brought a chatas kvua. But if he would have done the Avera b'shoigeg, he would have brought a chatas ala biyori, namely by Tumas Migdash Bekadoshov. So there you bring an oil of biyori. So then there's no din. There's no din of Ashem Toli. It should have been even according to the Chachamim, because by the three averas for which you bring chatas ala biyori, one is Shvos Eidos, and one is Shvos Bitui, I think, no? And the third one is Tumas Migdash Kadoshim. So Shvos Eidos, Shvos Bitui, there's no Koris. But Tumas Migdash Kadoshim, there is Koris. If he enters Beis HaMikdash B'tuma, there is Koris. So that's a Chiddush. And instead of bringing Achatas Kvua, he brings Achatas Ola B'yori. So the Gemara says that's what the Gezeirah Shavah tells you, that since the Torah was Mekel, on Tumas Migdash Kadoshim, that you don't bring Achatas Kvua, you bring an Ola B'yori. So there's no din of Ashem Tole. If he's Mesupik, he knows he entered into either this building or this building, and one of the two is the Beis HaMikdash, and he knows that he's Tomei. He doesn't know which one he entered. Chatichas, Mishtei Chatichas. So there's no din. So there's no din of Ashem Toloi by Tumas Migdash Vekadosh. So the Gemara is, so I need that din. I need the Gzeresha for that. So the Gemara says, V'Rabbanan, how do the Rabbanan know to say that the Gzereshova is needed to tell me that there's only Ashem Toli when it's Zdona Kores? Maybe the Gzereshova only goes to teach me that din, that there's no din of Ashem Toli by Tumas Migdash for Kadoshim. So the Gemara says, no, Ein Gzereshova L'Machzah. Shai. Fegmar Rebbe Kiva, Nami Ein Gzereshova L'Machzah. Everybody subscribes to that. Gemara says, yeah, and Hachanami, V'Hachabokam V'Fligi. What do you do when you have a conflict between two of the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam? On the one hand, you have the Vav Moisif Alin Yerishan, and everybody subscribes to that. That you really ought to say Vav Moisif Alin Yerishan, that the Gemara calls that Hekesh. Just like if you have two dinim in the same pasuk, it's a Hekesh. So if you have two dinim and two psukim next to each other with a Vav Achibur, that's like as if the two were written in the same pasuk. So you have a conflict between the Hekesh and the Gezerah Shavah. On the one hand, we have a rule Ein Gezerah Shavah L'Machzah, so that ought to have led me to declare that based on the Gezerah Shavah, that by Me'ilo, by Sofik Me'ilo, Chatiach Achaz Meshtei Chatichas, there should be no Ashem Tolik. On the other hand, based on the Vav Ma'aseh V'Alin Rishon, that's the Hekesh, I should say, V'Yilomid El Yimetachna, that there is a Din of Ashem Tolik. So that's the Machlokes of Akiva and the Rabban. When you have a conflict between a Hekesh and a Gezerah Shavah, which one is Odif? That is the pshat. First thing, Gemara thought the machlokes is what they say. Then the Gemara says, no, they all agree. You say lomid el yometachtan, but here there's a conflict, there's a contradiction between ein gzereshava lamachzo and the vav ma'aseh v'alein yirishon. So that's the machlokes. Which one is odif? And then the Gemara says, not necessarily. Gemara says lo. The kuli alma li'olam, you can give a third pshat that way. The kuli alma hekesh odif. What does it mean hekesh odif? So that's what Tosfos explains. If by declaring ein gzeres shavah l'machzah, it'll come out that the hekesh teaches you nothing, then the hekesh is odif. then the Hekesh will win against the Gzeres Shavah. But over here, I need the Hekesh to tell me a different din. What does the Hekesh tell me? Just like, what that the first parsha talks about, once again, the first parsha is Hashem Me'ilois, and the second parsha is Hashem Tolui. So the first parsha says Kesef Shkolim, so I need the Hekesh to tell me that. So once the Hekesh is not, the Gzeres Shavah is really stronger than the Hekesh, but whenever the Hekesh is going to come out to be tossed out the window, he won't learn anything. Then you say the Hekesh is so different than the Gzeres Shavah. Here the Hekesh is going to teach me this din, this halacha. Then, so why not say the same coin to Rabbi Akiva? Gemara says, no, Rabbi Akiva knows that din, that you need Oshem Bekesef Shkolim, he knows it from Gzeres Shavah. So he already knows that din. So the only use of the Hekesh, the Vav Moshe Velin Yerishim, is to tell me this din, that there is a din of Oshem Toli, even by a Sofek Me'ilah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, he said the Hekesh Odif and the Gzeres Shavah, because if you'll be Madif the Gzeres Shavah, the Hekesh will teach you nothing. But according to the Rabbanan, no, the Hekesh teaches me something anyway. So therefore I say, Eng Gzeres Shavah L'Matzah takes precedence over the rule of Ein Hekesh L'Matzah. That is the gist of the Gemara. So the Gemara gave three suggestions. The Tanoim had, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan had a machlokes, whether there's an Oshem Toloi by Sofek Me'ilah. And the Mishnah never explains what the Nekudas HaMachlekes is. So the Gemara gave three interpretations to what the Machlekes is. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to document how do you know L'chatchila, how do you know L'shin HaKos of L'yakev. Yeah. The Tosis that we mentioned yesterday, the Tosis on the Avdala Named Beis, writes that L'shin HaKos of L'yakev is only a midah in Kochin. And we mentioned the Chazanish and the Mishnah Achrayim think that it's not correct at all. But Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about this in Asvan Derais. He's working on the assumption it wasn't all Aladas, not like Tesis. He's working with the assumption like Tesis. So he gets stuck with sources that there are Rashis and Tesis in, and Temuri and other Masechtas, where they talk about Shina Lavakos of Liakid by Bikurim and by Truma. So he said, everything is Kochim. It's hard to believe. The Pashtus is that you always need Shina L'Kos L'Yakov. It's not a need to be Kotch, like the Chazanish and the Mishnah Achrayna said. Rabbi Yosef Engel was working with the premise like Tosfos, that it's only a din in Kotchim, that the midas are different in Kotchim. So the Gemara is quoting all the Psukim. How do you know that you need Sofen L'Chatchila by all Chatois and by all the Oilus and so on? So the Gemara says, I have two Psukim, Shai, on the top of Amud Beis. You already have Shina L'Kos L'Yakov. And then Yafusa goes on all chatois. Hi, but the pasuk sounds like it's memait something. With shachato so al yerecham is be'ech tzafon. Oso sounds like a miut. Gemara says yeah. Oso bitzofen bein soyer nachshon bitzofen. That even though soyer nachshon manim and other brought on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the first of the series of 12 days of the Kabbalas for Chanukah, that's in this week's Sedra, of the Chanukah Samizbech, but that Chatzos is not L'chaper on any Avera. So that's the Halacha, that's we're excluding Tzofen. Since it's not for L'chaper on any Avera, so there's no din of Shechita B'Tzofen. Then Gemara is also going to exclude what else? By Malika, by Chatzos Oif and Oilus Oif also, the Gemara says there's no din of Tzofen. The Halacha of Tzofen doesn't apply. By Menochus also, even though the Kemitza is parallel to the Shechita. I'm pretty sure the Kemitza, I think the Kemitza doesn't have to be in Sof. I have to look in Maseches Menachos. I think it's also going to be an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, why do I need a miut? 10 lines down from the top of Mem Ches Amid Beis. Why do you need a miut to teach you that Soyer and Nachshon doesn't need Smicha? Why would I have thought that you do need Smicha? So the Gemara says, what you would darshan and mamatzinu, that just like all the other chatois, the Gemara had a post, v'shal chatois so yercham is be'ech tzafoyna, that you need tzofen by all the chatois, but also is a miut. So you might, so an action doesn't need tzofen. So an action doesn't need tzofen. Why would I have thought to have a mina? What was the Havminah to think that that you do need Sofen by Soya Nachshon? So the Gemara says, well, it would have been a Mamatzin, just like Goyola Chatoas, he needs Sofen, so Chatos Nachshon also. So the Gemara says, no, I wouldn't have been able to learn out with a Mamatzin. It's clear that it's not correct because we have a klal that Shor Midoris Lo Yafinu. The Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes Pamro only Nitnu Lidroish in Torah, and Torah means dinim that are noig l'doris. So just like you have it in Shor Midoris Layafinon, so here also Doris Mishor Layafinon. Shor Midoris Layafinon. Shor Midoris Layafinon. That's what the Gemara has later in Tzvachim on Daf Kuf. That Sirachatos Asher Sorab Dorash Darosh Moshe Vihinei Sorof. Moshe Rabbeinu asks, why? Madua lo achaltam el chasachatos b'mekom ha-kodesh ein lehu v'zdom al ha-kodesh p'nimo. So Aaron HaKohen answered that they were oilenim, so they're not allowed to eat it. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kasher Tzuvesi, I was instructed that they have to eat it. So Aaron argued, no, you and it's tav on the Soy Rosh Chodesh. Soy Rosh Chodesh is a korban l'doris. Whenever you have a Beis HaMikdash, every Rosh Chodesh, it's a din l'doris. You have to bring musafim, 11 musafim, 10 oilis, and 1 soy l'chatos. So that's, so you were told, Nachamo, which one was burnt? The Soyer Rosh Chodesh was burnt and they didn't eat it. And Moshe Rabbeinu is only instructed on this Soyer Nachshon that they should eat it despite the fact that they were oinonim him. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought that just like on the Korban of HaRoshua, they were told that they should eat it, Be'aninas Yochlua, he thought that the same thing should apply to the Soyer Rosh Chodesh. Aaron said, no, the Doris Mishol Lo Yafinu. You can't learn out one from the other. So here the Gemara says the same klal in the reverse direction. Shor Midoris Lo Yafinu. That you wouldn't have thought that Soyer Nachshon should require Tzofen based on a Mamatzina from every other Chatos, because Soyer Nachshon was a Hayra Shor. It was once in the history of the world. So Shor Midoris Layafin, because the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam, to extend Halachis, is only in Nitnu Leheyomer, only in Nitnu, in Dinim that are Noeg L'Doris. Dinim that are Noeg L'Doris fit into one big pattern. Hayra Shor means that it's a Yetzmer HaKlal, doesn't fit into the pattern. So you can't learn out not Doris Mishon, not Shor Midoris. So the Gemara asks, why was there a Havamina to think that you need Tzofen by Soyer Nachshon? Hechateise. So the Gemara says, because we have a pasuk with Samachas Yodo Al Rosh HaSoir, that's not talking about Soyer Nachshon, that's talking about some other Rechatos. What does it say with Samachas Yodo Al Rosh HaSoir? It should say Samachas Yodo Al Rosho. You're talking about Soyer Lechatos. So the fact that it has an extra word, HaSoir, is L'Rabba Soyer Nachshon L'Smicha. That if you wouldn't have known on your own that Soyer Nachshon needs Smicha, even though every other Chatos does need Smicha. Gemara says, because it can't be Dana Mamatzino, because Shor Midoris Layafinon. But you have Gzeiras HaKosuf that you need L'Rabba Soyer Nachshon L'Smicha, Div Reb Yudah. So Gemara says, Alibi Reb Yudah, Salkadai Tachamina, Hov Yisrabba L'Smicha, Yisrabba Nami L'Tzofoin, Kamash Malon. Sure, that would have been a Havamino. It's a machlekes hatanaim. That word v'samachas yod al rosh hasoir should have really written v'samachas yod al rosho. It's understood. It's talking about a soir. Al rosh hasoir is marbe something. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. What is it marbe? So Reb Yudah claims it's marbe soir nachshon l'smicha. Reb Shimon disagrees. He says it's marbe siire avodis kachovim. Means if the whole tzibur is machal shabbos reit chel v'dam b'shogig based on a mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol, then they bring a parhalim davashal tzibur. So that's a pasuk in Chumash that the Ziknei Ho'ida, three members of the Bezin, Bez Nagodol, have to do smicha. Usually smicha is only bebailim. If a person sends the korban adei shliach to the Beis HaMikdash, the shliach cannot do smicha. But there are three exceptions to the rule where you have smicha done on a korban tzibur. One is on Yom Kippur, the Kain Godol does on this Soyer Lashem. He does smicha, the Kain Godol does smicha on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And one is the Parham Dovah Shel Tzibur. And that's the Machlekes of Shimon and Reb Yudah. What about Siri Avodah Zorah? What if the Roiv HaTzibur worshipped Avodah Zorah B'shogeg based on a mistaken psak of the Bez Nagodol? So they have to bring a Siri Avodah Zorah. It's in Parsha Shlach. So is there a din over there also that you need smicha? So that's a Machlekes HaTanan because it's a Korban Tzibur. Korban Tzibur, normally you don't have smicha. Tamidim himself, normally you don't have smicha, because the smicha can only be done by the Bailam. So that's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Are there two exceptions to the rule by Korban Tzibur, or are there three exceptions to the rule? See Rabbi Dezara. So that's where Pshimon holds. See Rabbi Dezara. There's also an exception to the rule. Rabbi, see Rabbi Dezara, the smicha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. So the Gemara said, getting back over here, so the Gemara says, B'shachat o'isoy, al yarcham is bech tzofen. Why say oso is a miut, that oso needs tzofen, and soyer nachshon doesn't need tzofen, even though it's a chatos, even though it's a kotchi kotchim. And I would have thought that just like the Torah made it an exception to the rule, even though just like the Torah says that the soyer nachshon needs smicha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, soyer nachshon needs smicha, so I would have thought just like it needs smicha, so it's like a regular chatos, so it should need tzofen. So this Gezeres HaKosov also tells me no, that you don't need tzofen. So the Gemara has two kashas. First kasha is, he only explained why you need Gezeres HaKosov, maskul ravine, honichal rabbiude. Rabbiude holds that you do need smicha by soya nachshon, so I need a mir to tell me that you don't need tzofen. The Reb Shimon, ma'ikal ha-meimar, according to Reb Shimon, there's no havamina. Why would I have thought that you should need smicha? Why should I have thought that you need tzofen if you have no pasuk? So the meicha teisa, and you wouldn't have learned the mamatzina because shom midoris layafina. So that's one kasha. Then the Gemara says, and I have another kasha. The Rabbi also minicha. The ma'id is rabbi, the ma'id lo is rabbi, lo is rabbi. Yeah. The pasuk was only mecharish that you, according to Rabbi, that you need smicha. Why would I think? Because you need smicha, so it goes back into the klal, but it's still only harosha, still shom midoris layafina. So why would I even have a minute to think that you should need tzofen, that I should need a pasuk to tell me that it's not so? The Gemara says it can't be because doris shom midoris layafina. So the Gemara says no, you're right. The word also v'shachat osa yercham is bet tzofen is taka not needed to teach me that you don't need tzofen by soya nachshon. There's no havamina, not le Rabbi Yehuda, not le Rabbi Shimon. There's no havamina at all. Elo, the Gemara says, also b'tzofen ben shochet b'tzofen. Tells me a different din. That shchita ksheir b'zar. That's what we discussed yesterday. The shchita is one of the dalar avoidas adam. It's an avoida. The behemah has to be on the azor because it's an avoida. And according to one opinion of Tosis, even the gesakin should be a klisharis. According to the Balei HaTosis. But what? It's not shchita l'avoid, it's not an avoid mitzad the coin. That's why you don't need a coin. So that's why the coin doesn't have to stand in the azar. So that's learned out from this pasuk. Veshachato so al yeracham is be'ach tzofen. Also means the behemah. The behemah, the shor v'sef, should be in tzofen, and the shochet does not have to be in tzofen. Freg the Gemara, that din, that the shochet, that's what Taisa says is the pshat. We had the Taisa yesterday, and you dalam aveis. So I said, that's what the line means in the Gemara, Shchita Lav Avodi. Because when you do Shchitas Kodshim, the one who does the Shchita can stand Chutz Lazor with a Sakan Oruch, and he can Shechta with a long knife. He doesn't have to be in the Azor. Normally, when you do an Avodah, so the person who does the Avodah requires the same welcome. When the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah in the Kosher Kadoshim, not enough that the Machta with the Gecholim, Vala Machta Gachleish is on the Fulon in the Kosher. The Kohen Gadol has to stand in the Kodesh HaKadoshim also. When he does the Shiloh HaSar LaZazel, he has to stand in the Azor until it's Igi HaSar LaMidbar. You need the same Hechsha Mokam for Ha'ivid as you need for the Korban itself. But by Shechita not, because Shechita Lav Avodah, that's what it means. It's only an Avodah mitzad the Chepz of the Korban, it's not an Avodah mitzad the Gavra, so therefore you don't need a Kohen. So the Gemara says, but that din, that Shechita Lav Avodah, that the Kohen can stand, you don't need a coin, he can stay the sheikh, he can stay the azara. I know that from a different pasuk. I don't need also below ha-sheikh. Freg the Gemara, that's known from Rabachi's b'raisa, the Tanya, Rabachi Yoimer, v'shochat osal yercham is be'ach tzofayin, amatam loimar, fisham etzinu, if you have kochi kochim, the Kabbalah has to be shchitas matzofen v'kibol damim v'chlishayis batzofen. So shchitas matzofen, the one who does the shchita doesn't even have to stand in the azor. Because shchita lav avodah mitzad de gavra. But Kabbalah's adam is an avodah both mitzad the chefts of the korban and mitzad the kohen. So you do need a kohen, and that's why the kohen has to be in tzofen. It's not good enough if the kohen stands bedorim and he sticks his hand into the tzofen to do Kabbalah's adam. So the klisharis will be bitzofen. You need that the kohen ha'ivid should also be bitzofen. So the Gemara quotes that pasuk v'shachatos al yercham is be'ach tzofeinu. The Gemara before Chavav Amid Aleph has this same din. That if, what if the Kohen, let's say when you sit in Sukkah, so the Mishnah says in Masechah Sukkah, if he's Rosh HaVeruva V'Sukkah, that's called he's located in the Sukkah. So here the Gemara says Chavav Amid Aleph, and the Raman quotes these dinim. If you're Rosh HaVeruva B'Tzofain, then you're considered B'Tzofain. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he'll be Rosh HaVeruva, he's fat, whatever, he's tall, and he has his legs sticking out. But Rosh HaVeruva of the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Miyuti has his arm sticking out or something. So that's okay. As long as wherever the Kohen is supposed to be, the Makom Hechsher, just like by Sukkah, if you're Rosh HaVeruva in the Sukkah, that's where you are. So Rosh HaVeruva in Tzofen, Rosh HaVeruva in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or whatever, in Heichal, so it's considered that you're there. The Gemara says, though, on Chavav and Aleph, that there's one instance where it's not good enough, Rosh HaVeruva. Let's say you're doing Kabbalah Saddam by Kochim Kalim, that can be anywhere in the Azor, or Kabbalah Saddam by Kochi Kochim, which is B'Tzofen. And the Kohen who's going to do the Kabbalah Saddam, either by the Kochi Kochim in the Tzofen, by the Kochim Kalim in the Dorim, is Rosh HaVeruva in the Azorah, let's say in the Tzofen, and the Yuto Chutz LaZorah. So the Gemara said that's no good. Rosh HaVeruva is good if it's Kabbalah Saddam by Kochi Kochim. Rosh HaVeruva is B'Tzofen, and Miyuto is B'Dorim. But what if it's Rosh HaVeruva B'Tzofen and Miyuto Chutz LaZorah? So that thing Gemara says is no good. So the Pashta says that Rosh HaVeruva, just like Basuka, wherever you are, Rosh HaVeruva, that's where you are. Al Pidin, it's considered you're over there. But this is a new halacha. The Gemara learned that from a pasuk. This man should bigdeim aleim kunasam aleim. Ain't bigdeim aleim ain't kunasam aleim. The kohenim don't wear big dekuna, so they don't have a din of a kohen. And as arshava, this misa b'day shamayim. So the kohen is not wearing big dekuna. Does avoda is also misa b'day shamayim. That's the Gemara Sanhedrin and daf pegimel pegdalit. Where the Gemara lists off that brisa elish of the misa. Azar Karev Yumas, Azar Shavad is Misa V'Dei Shemaim. So Kohen B'chusa B'godim Shavad is also Ein B'gdeim Aleim, Ein Konasam Aleim, Habalei Kizar. So the Rabbi Natam once had, the Mordechai Gittin tells the story, on the din of the Kiddushtoi. So the Rabbi Natam, they didn't have a faucet with running water, so they had to have a big barrel. Someone had to schlep water from a well or from a river and bring it into the house. So once Rabbi Natam wanted to wash, so one of his Talmidim was a Kohen, so he was pouring the water on his hands. So Rabbeinu Peter, Shaul, Rabbeinu Peter, Rabbeinu Tam, how are you allowed to do that? The Yerushalmi says, Hamishtamish b'koyin mo'al. If you have a koyin service you, it's considered as if you're mo'al. Me'ila is b'kochei shamayim. So the Kohanim are considered as if they have a kedushas kuna. You're not allowed to use them for your own benefit, for your own purposes. Rabbeinu Tam answered, the koyin was not wearing big. The kuna is manchei m'gdei malayim ain kunas alayim. So the Talmud asked Rabbeinu Tam, really? Ein b'deim aleim? So he doesn't get the first avoda, he doesn't get the first aliyah, and he doesn't duchen, and he can't do a pidyon haben, and he's allowed to go to the cemetery, he's allowed to marry a grusha, he's not considered a kohen, that's not right. Rabbeinu Tam gave a different answer. He said the kohen was mechal on his kovet. So I think the Aruch HaShulchan says, Rav Soloveitchik said this over very nicely, that the first answer Rabbeinu Tam gave was the correct answer. The Talmud didn't understand this, so Rabbeinu Tam gave him another answer. They're both true. But the first answer was that there were two dinim in Kedushas Kuna. The Gemara Sofkosov does say, the Gemara says, Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kunasam Aleim. So it's a kasha and the Gemara, you mean whenever Kohanim are not wearing big dekuna, they're allowed to be Metami Lemesim and marry a Grusha and they can't duchen? No, they can't do Pidyon Abden? No. So you have to say, Bechrech, there are two dinim of Kedushas Kuna. There's Kedushas Kuna Shabbat Mikdush and Kedushas Kuna Shabbat Gvulbin. So in order to have Kedushas Kuna Shabbat Mikdush, for that you need Bigdei Malayim. So that's for the purpose of Hakrobas HaKarbonis. For the purpose of Kedushas Kuna Shabbat Gvulbin, you don't need Bigdei Malayim. So that's why the Kohen can get the first Aliyah, can Duchen, can perform a Pidyon Aben, and so on. He has a Kedushas Kuna Shabbat Gvulbin, which is sufficient. So then the Rabbeinu Tam held that HaMishtamish B'Kohen Mo'al, that expression, Me'ila is only in Kochi HaMikdush. So that's what led the Rabbeinu Tam to assume that halacha mishtamish b'koyin mo'al only applies if he has a kedushas kuna shabbat mikdash. Otherwise, why do you call it me'ila? Me'ila is a technical term that the person is nana mikotcha hamikdash. So that's l'chor what the Gemara means to say chavav and aleph. If the koyin is in the azara with a big dekun and he has a kedushas kuna shabbat mikdash, The only question is, the Kohen Gadol has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. When you do Kabbalah Sadam by Kotchi Kachim, you have to be Bitsofen. So the Kohen is standing Rosh HaVeruba Bitsofen. The Kohen Gadol is Rosh HaVeruba Kodesh HaKadoshim. Just like Rosh HaVeruba Vesukah is considered that he's there, here it's also good. But as far as endowing him with Kedusha Tzkunu Sheba Migdush, it's going to be Rosh HaVerubo in Sofen, and then Umiyuto Chutz Lazor, not Miyuto Bedor. It's going to be Miyuto Chutz Lazor. So then the Gemara said, that's not acceptable. Why not? This is a different din. It's not enough. You have to determine that Koyin is in Sofen, or the Koyin is in the Kangol is in the Kodesh HaKadosh. No. In order that his being in the Azor endows him with Kedushas Kunesh Bamigdosh, he has to be Kulo Bamigdosh. There's such a Nesivus in Hilchos Kinyan Chotzen, in Chosha Mishpatz, and the Nesivus says, let's say a Chotzen is kind of Dovashal Hefker falls into the Chotzen, and Roiv of the Dovashal Hefker is sitting in the Chotzen, and Miut is outside of the Chotzen. So the Nesivus thinks that the Chotzen wouldn't be kind of the whole thing. It's only kind of what's in it. Well, let's say you have the Kinyan Yad. When you graduate, so they give you a diploma. So you hold the diploma like this. So the Nesiva says that part of the diploma that's in your hand, that's a Kinyan Yad. Let's say you give the Isha Get. That's what Rabbi Kivega says. Give the Isha Get. So Rabbi Kivega says, it says, V'nosam B'yada. And the Gemara Darshan, V'nosam B'kalmakam Chatzar is good. Rabbi Kivega says, if she holds a Get in a hand like this, it's only an Asina B'yad on the part of the Get that's in her hand. The part that's sticking to the right and to the left, that's already Hagbor, that's not Yad. Rabbi Kivega disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos writes Beferish and Gittin that Hagbah is good by Get and Meshicha is good. Rabbi Kivega thinks only Yad and Chotzer is good. So that's Rabbi Kivega came up with this Chiddush that you have to fold up the Get into such small parts that the whole Get should fit into her hand. The woman holds her hands like this, then you put the Get in. So even if the Get sticks up a little bit, that's Aber Yad. Just like the din of Aber Chotzer is Koina and Aber Chotzer is Koina, so Aber Yad is also Koina. So just like the Nesivus has this, the Nesivus and Rabbi Kivega, they both assume. Even if the roiv of something is in my hand, you don't say, roiv is in my hand, so the whole thing is in my hand. No. You want that it's being in my hand. I should acquire ownership of being in my chotzer. Accomplishes a kinyan for me, so the whole thing has to be in my chotzer. If Rosh HaVeruba is in the chotzer won't have an effect on it. That it should be kind of legam. It's only kind of that part that's in the chotzer. It's here also. The Gemara Chavav and Aleph is Beferish, and the Rambam quotes the Din. When you have to be Bitsofen, the coin has to be Bitsofen to do Kabbalah Saddam. By Kochi Kochim, Rosh HaVeruba Bitsofen is good, provided Miyuto is Bedar. And the Kohen Gadol has to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rosh HaVeruba in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is good, and Miyuto sticking out into the Hechel would be good. He's supposed to be in that Mokim, like Rosh HaVeruba Vesukeh is good Menatur. But Benegeh to Kedushas Kunesh HaMikdosh, if you're going to have Rosh HaVerubo, not by Shechita, he can stand legami outside of the Azar, Shechita Lava Avodahi. But let's say by Kabbalah Saddam, either by Kochim Kalim, you need a Koyin in the Azar, or by Kochi Kochim, you need a Koyin in Tzofen. So if Rosh HaVerubo is B'Tzofen or B'Azara, and you can Chutz L'Azara, that's not enough. It's not enough he should be located in the Mokam Azara. He should be located in Tzofen. The being in the Azara has an effect on him. It endows him with the Kedushas Kunesh HaMikdosh. So there the Gemara says, even if Miyuto is sticking out of the Azara, that's not acceptable. So here the Gemara is explaining the Havamina. Gemara is explaining the Havamina. Why would I have thought, Nochamo, why do I need Rabachia's Pasuk Ram, Mem Chesam and Beis? In the middle of the Omer, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. Shachat Oysa, Yarcham is Bech Tzafayna, also is a Miyut. Also means the behem should be by shechita. The behem should be in tzofen, and the kohen who does the shechita does not have to be b'tzofen because shechita lav avodah he mitzad the gabra. It's only avodah mitzad the korban, so the korban has to be b'tzofen. The kohen doesn't even, you don't need a kohen who doesn't even have to be in the azor. Okay, so that's the miut of also. Why would I have thought not so? Because when the halacha requires kabbalah b'dor, when the halacha requires by kochi kochim. Kabbalah bitzofen, fisha matzino oimid bitzofen, mekabal bitzofen, mamim bidar mekibal bitzofen, pasol. You need the kain ha'oivet, should also have the same hechshem mokim yochalav zekain. When you do shchitas kochi kochim, so the beim has to have tzofen, so I would have thought the kain ha'oivet has to have tzofen also. Kamash malon, Talmud Loma also. Also with tzofen a shech tzofen. Why? Because shechita lab avoidi. It's only avoidi mitzad the korban. It's not avoidi mitzad the koin. So the Gemara says the word also, I already know that din. The Gemara is asking, why did you need before? We had a pasuk also to be memayit that only the bema has to be in tzofen. Why do you need two psukim to say the same thing? So the Gemara says, no, I already know from Abachia's brisa that the koin shechita lab avoda, he don't need the koin should be betzofen. Ela, what's the other also memayit? Ela also betzofen vein benayit betzofen. By Malika Soifes, even though Malika is always Shechita Soi, and Shechita Skotchikotchen has to be Betzofen, that's only by Behemoth. But by Oifes, when you do Malika, that doesn't have to be Betzofen. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that spells it out. Yochel Ye Ben Oif Ton Sofen, Ben Oif, you don't have any Kotchim Kalim by Oifes. The two Karbonis you have by Oif, Achata Soif and other Soif. So they're both Kotchikotchen. So Kotchikotchen, Shechita Soi Matzofen. So I would have said, if I wouldn't know any miyutim from Gzeres HaKosmos, I would have said that you need Malika both by Oilasoif and Bechatasoif. The Gemara says there's a difference. The Pasuk said there's a difference. By Chatas says, Velo Yavdil. You only shecht one simon. By Oilasoif, you do the Malika on both the Kona and the Veshet. By Chatas, you only do the Malika on one. But still, the Malika is like Shechitas. I would have thought that both Oilasoif and Chatasoif, the both Kachi Kachim would have thought that you need Tzofin. Kamashman and the pasuk also that a ben off doesn't eat, and then the Gemara throws in the dinu. I would have thought it's a kavachaymer that you should eat tzofen. Why would I think it's kavachaymer? Madach ben son, when you shecht a korban an animal, you don't need a coin because shechita lav avodei. Nonetheless, you need tzofen. So a ben oif, when you do malika, you do the malika ba'atzma shel coin. That's a mishnah in chulin, the end of the first pair. Malika has to be done with the fingernail of the coin. If you use a sakin by the malika, it's pasul. And if you use your fingernail by chulin, it's puzzle. The Mishnah says, kosher b'malika puzzle b'shchita, and kosher b'shchita puzzle b'malika. Each one has to be kimitzvasa. So you need, so the Gemara makes, the Brisa makes a kavachaymer, a havamin of a kavachaymer. Madach ben zon, that you don't need a coin. Shchita lava b'ayda, a zar can do the shchita. Nonetheless, you need tzofen. So ben ov, shekobel a coin, the malika has to be done by atzma shel coin. And it didn't equal us. Shouldn't be a kavachaymer. It's more chomer than shchitas korbanos of behemoths. I should certainly think that you need tzofen. Come on, Talmud Loma. Also, that it's not so. Also, there's a miut that malika, oilosayf and chatzayf don't need tzofen. Freg the Gemara. What kind of a kavachaymer is that? Maybe you only need tzofen by benzon because you need dafke kli. The Brisa thought that it's mocham, and malika should be mocham because you need atzma shel koin. You need a koin, as opposed to shchitik sher bazar. Now the Gemara says, maybe fakir, malam, how can you even have a havamina to learn out of mamatzinu from shchitas oilo in chatas that you need tzofen? So certainly kabachaymer, that malika's oilo in chatas should need tzofen. Malam batan shken kabalo kli, but you need a kli. Mashani came by Malika, you don't need a kli. The Brisa first started off that's a chumri, you need atzma shel koyin. Mocham. And now the Brisa says, maybe that's a kula. Maybe that's a kula. So there's no kavachaymer at all. So there's no havamina, says Mar. So the Gemara time is, there's no havamina at all. Mechetesa, why do I need also to be memayit? That the Malika's chata soif and other soif doesn't have to be done. Bitzofain, there's no havamina to learn it out from. When you have a kavachaymer, Kavachaymer means that this is B is clearly mochamer than A. But on the other hand, A is mochamer than B. Each one has a chumra. Malika has a chumra that you need a coin to do the Malika. It's not kosher bizarre. But Shchitas Kochim has a chumra that you need a kli, and Malika doesn't need. So if A and B, if I learn A from B, each one has a chumra over the other one. So that's called a pircha. So you can't establish whether A is mochamer than B, B is mochamer than A. Each one has a detail halacha that the other one doesn't have. So there's no havamina, so I don't need a pasuk. You don't have a pasuk that says that Malika needs tzofen, and there's no way to derive it from a mamatzinu al kavachaymer because each one has a chumah the other one doesn't have. Ela the Gemara says, so what is oso memayit? I already have two osos. One oso is memayit, oso b'tzofen ve'na shechit b'tzofen. The shechita lav avodah, the kohen who does, the one who does the shechita does not have to be in tzofen. What's the second oso memayit? Elosa b'tzofen, they can korban Pesach b'tzofen. I would have had a havamina, even though Pesach is a kachim kalim, I would have had a havamina that you need tzofen. Why? Tanya, blezim and yankif eimer. Yochel, one might have thought a havamina, ye Pesach, ton tzofen v'din, should be a kavach eimer. What's the kavach eimer? Any other korban, you can bring it 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 11 o'clock. Any time in the middle of the day you can bring. There's no, you can bring it today, tomorrow, next week. There's no zman kavua. Tmidim and musafim have a zman kavua. So, but regular oilon chatas, there's no zman kavua. You can bring it today, tomorrow, anytime. That's the halacha, that a korban shezman kavua is considered mocham and a korban shezman kavua. That's the halacha, it's derech Shabbos and it's derech tuma. We usually say that korban tzibur is derech Shabbos and korban tzibur is derech tuma. So the Mishnah in the second parak in Temura says that that's a little bit of misnomer. It doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tzibur. It depends on zman kavua versus ein zman kavua. But the reason why we say korban yochid versus korban tzibur is because the ruba of the korbanos yochid are not zmanim kavua. Korban yochid is usually not zmanim kavua. You have a few exceptions to the rule. Par kohen gadol on yom kippur is zmanim kavua, and minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol is zmanim kavua. He has to bring it every single day. If he doesn't bring it today, he loses his chance. So that's derech Shabbos. And it's Deicha Tumah. Chavita Kain Godel is Manu Kavua. And Korban Pesach is Manu Kavua. Korban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumah because it's a Korban Yochid, but it's a Zmanu Kavua. And the Ruba of the Korbanus Tzibur are Zmanu Kavua. Once in a while you have a Korban Tzibur that's not Zmanu Kavua. Bar Halandova Shel Tzibur can bring it today, tomorrow, next year, whenever you have a chance. As Siri Avod Azorah, that's a Korban Tzibur that's not Zmanu Kavua. But the Ruba of the Korbanus Tzibur are Zmanu Kavua. And Rav of the Karbanos HaYochid are not Zman Kavua. So the Mishnah in Temurin, second parak in Temurin, says, they quote Rav Meir saying like that. But that's why we use the expression Karban Tzibur versus Karban Yochid, but it's really not Menduyak, it really means Zman Kavua. So the Gemara, the Rav Lezer Mayankov says, shouldn't I have made a Kavachaymer? Madach, the Torah says, every oilo and every chatos of the Yochid, which is not Zman Kavua. He can bring it any day he wants to, any time in the day. It's kal. Nonetheless, kavala tzofon. So korban pesach, which is mochomish, kavala zmanu shchitasa, has to be yudal and nisan in the afternoon. That's a korban shezmanu kavua. So that's considered mochomer. V'haray that is decha Shabbos and decha tuma. So since it's mochomer, shouldn't I say it's a kavachem that you should need tzofon? So tam alom, and that's against the rule. The din is only kachim need tzofon. Should I make a kavachaymer that those kachim kalim, there's only one, the korban pesach, which is zman kavua, should be more chomer than all the other kachim kalim should need tzofen. Tamalama also, it's a miyu. Shachatos al yacham is bech tzafayna, also will have korban pesach. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good kavachaymer. On the one hand, the korban pesach has a chumre that doesn't exist by oilo and chatos, but on the other hand, malo elish ken kula kolo. So the Gemara says, you burn the whole thing. There's no achilas habaylam at all, no achilas hakoyen. So the Gemara says, okay, let's learn a kavachomer from chatos.
Maybe I think the Gemara Makos on Ted Zion of Beis says that, the fact that Olo is kula kurba, kulo is a kula, because there's no shtei achilos.
Okay. Maybe it's a... In the first parak in Chagiga, the Gemara has a machlokes b'sham and misil. Whether Shalmei, the Shlomim that you bring, Olesri and Shalmei Chagiga, which is Machomer? He said, Kula Kola, Beishama held Kula Kola is Machomer, and Misil held that Shtei Achilas, Achilas Adam and Achilas Mizbech is Machomer. Right, so that's Machleka Satanaim in the first paragraph in Chagiga. So this Gemara is going with the Beishama Shiti, right? This Gemara is going like Beishama Swar, that Kula Kola is a Chumra. So May the Gemara says, If you have two dinim, you have oila and then you have korban pesach. Korban pesach is zman kavua; it has one chumrah, so I should say a kavachayim that you need tzofen. The Gemara says no, but oila has a chumrah, so that's a pircha. Who says that A is more chumrah than B? Maybe B is more chumrah than A. Each one has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have. So the Gemara says you're right. We would not be able to construct a kavachayim from oila because it's kula kolol. And right, according to Beishama, that's a chumer. So the Gemara says, we learn from chatos. Madach, chatos, a yochid, is not zman kavua. Chatos ha-tzibur is zman kavua. You have to bring it up that day. Chatsa Yochid is not Zman HaKavua. Today, tomorrow, any time in the day. So and you need Sofen, so Kavu Chaymer Korban Pesach, which is Zman HaKavua. The Gemara says, no, Malachatush came with Haberes, Al-Chavikrisis, has that Chumra. So since it has a Chumra, that's called a Pircha. Who said that A is Mohammed and B? Maybe B is Mohammed and A. So the Gemara says, but let's learn that from Osham. Because Osham is neither Kula Kolo, because the economy, nor is it Mechaperes Al-Chavikrisis. So the Gemara says, so we'll learn a Kavachem. Madach Osham needs Tzofain, even though it's not Zman HaKavua. So Korban Pesach, which is Zman HaKavua, should certainly need Tzofain. The Gemara says, no, there's no Kavachem. Madach Osham Shken Kotchi Kotchim. Yesterday we went through all the five nafkeminis between Kotchi Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim. So Kotchi Kotchim, by definition, is Mochomer. So the Gemara says, Memele, once you say like that, Mikulam Nam Shken Kotchi Kotchim. Memele, the suggested Kavachem that we first started with, let's make a kavachamer from an oila. Let's make a kavachamer from a chatos. Let's make a kavachamer from an oshim. All three of them have the same thing in common. All three are kochi kochim. So that kills any kavachamer that you want to make, for even all three together, because the oila and the chatos and the oshim, all three are kochi kochim. So there's no havamina to establish a kavachamer that Korban Pesach should need tzofen. So I don't need a pasuk for that. I don't need a pasuk for that. So I don't need a pasuk. So what do you need the pasuk for shachato so? We have two psukim where it says the same thing. Shachato so yarcham is be'ach lefon. So one of the two psukim tells me Rabbi Choy is din. Shachato so the behema has to be betzofen, but the shechet does not have to be betzofen. He can even stand outside of the azor. He doesn't even have, doesn't, not only don't you need tzofen, you don't even need azor. But what do you need the second pasuk also? So the Gemara thought, he tells me also velo malika. The Malika Bayefus doesn't need something. Gemara said, I don't need a pasuk for that. What's the Havamina? Then the Gemara said, maybe tells me below Korban Pesach. There's no Havamina there either. So why do you need a pasuk to be Mamayit Korban Pesach or Malika? So the Gemara says, Lioilam Kiryamin Meikor. The original din, that the Sheikhe doesn't have to be Bitsofen. Also, Bitsofen, a Sheikhe Bitsofen. Ud Kikash Alokman, the Rabbi Choy Nafkelon. We already learned that from that pasuk. Gemara says, yeah. We know from that pasuk that the sheikh, I already know from Rabbi Choy's pasuk. It says twice. So one tells me also the behemah should be b'tzofen. The sheikh doesn't have to be b'tzofen. Shechita lava b'ayde. You don't need a hechshem makom. The other one tells me a diuk on the diuk. Oh, it's a b'tzofen v'lo sheikh b'tzofen, and that's only by shechita. But by kabbalah, you need the koyin ha-mekabel does have to be b'tzofen. That's what the Gemara is going to answer. Liyalim keramini meikor. Os b'tzofen, shech b'tzofen. Ur kikashalach, I already know that from the other pasuk. B'shachat oso yarcham ezbeach. Mid the Rabbi Choy nafkelon. So the Gemara says, lav limuti shech b'tzofen. That I know already from the other pasuk. Ela, it means like, en ha-shech b'tzofen, av ha-mekabel b'tzofen. The pasuk tells me, only by shechita, the sheikh doesn't have to be b'tzofen, kal shechita lav ha-baydehi. But by Kabbalah, he doesn't have to be b'tzofen. The Gemara, we already established that on the bottom of Amud Aleph from a different pasuk. It was a difficulty, Alfusa, the last six lines on Mem Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara learned that from a pasuk. It was a very strange Alfusa. Vilokach. So I read the Vav Lamed as if the word were lo, and kach, as if Vilokach were two words. Lo kach. That tells me not only the need Kabbalas Adam, the klishori should be b'tzofen, and the dam should be b'tzofen, the koin ha-mekabel should also be b'tzofen. So the Gemara said, I already know that from the other pasuk. Freg the Gemara, mekabel, that the mekabel has to be b'tzofen, mevelokach nafke. That here the shitim betz is magia, the way it's said in Amud Aleph. Velokach, I read it as if it were written, lo kach, everything more. Velokach lai mashmalei. This tana holds that the That's not a drushim. It's a very strange drushim. That's what the Gemara calls Gorin Masif and Vidorshim. You take the letters, take the word Velokach, and you break it up into two words. And then you take the two letters and you reverse them, Velokach, Velokach. The Gemara has that Machlekes. Is there such a thing? And Yesh Neuchelan, the Gemara has. And the Satam is Nachlosa L'She'ero. The She'ero is often She'ero Zawishto. It says, a coin is not Mitame. Kim l'sheir ha-korevelu. So Gemara says, sheir is a lishtoi. So if sheir is a lishtoi, so the pasuk says, when a man dies, his wife yarshins him. When the satam is nachlosa l'sheiro ha-korevelu. When a man dies, the Yerusha goes to his wife. The din is that only the husband yarshins the wife. The wife doesn't yarshin the husband. Gemara says no. Gorin masif and medosh, and you read the pasuk as if it were written. The satim is nachlo so, and the satim is nachla shera lo. Instead of reading, how does the pasuk when the satim is nachlo so, lisha ero, nachlo so has a vav at the end, and lisha ero has a lamed in the beginning. So you take the vav and the lamed out, and you read the, you interpret the pasuk as if it were written. And the satim is nachla shero lo. That's called gorin masif and medosh. It's, you can corrupt the whole Torah like that. It probably means that the Tana had a tradition to interpret. So that's what it means over here also. Velokach, yedarshin as if it were written, lo kach. You have to have such a tradition to read it like that. So the Tana on Amid Aleph had such a tradition. Velokach, lo kach. And this Tana holds, lo mashmalei. He doesn't think that you can darshan like that on your own. And he had no tradition. So it's nisht. Then the Gemara says, all right, so we had so many psukim to establish that you need lachatchila. How do you know that everything is ma'akev b'diyevet? You need shina lo akosu v'liyakev. That was the top Rashi on Amud Beis. You need shina lo akosu v'liyakev. So that's what we're up to. So the Gemara says, five lines on the bottom. Ashkechan shchita v'kabbalah, six lines on the bottom. Ashkechan shchita v'oilo le'mitzvah. I have a pasuk that lachatchila you have to have tzofen by korban oilo, and kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkechon. Kabbalah also lachatchila. How do you know shchita v'kabbalah la'akim in olan? How do you know that even b'diyevet you need shina l'akasa li'akim? So where's the second pasuk? Amar avada barav v'itayim rabbi barshela kal b'chaymer. What's the kal b'chaymer? We quoted psukim on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Mem Ches Amud Aleph, on the top of Amud Beis, we discovered that it's a Shina Alav Akasav Liakev by Chatos. That there it's even Miakev B'dievet. Now the whole source in the first place that you need Sofen really says by the Oilo. Chatos is derived from the Oilo. It says, Bimkom Hashet Tishachet Oilo, Tishachet HaChatos. But the original Pasuk says that you need Sofen by Oilo. And once you have two psukim, Shina Lakasa Liaka by Chatos, the whole source and to begin with, Chatos was derived from Oilo. So the Gemara throws out a Svar, Lamatzina Tofel Chaman Manaika. Since the whole source of everything was softened by Oilo, that's what he says, Ama Chatos Abo Mikoch Oilo Liakeves. By Chatos, the Shchita Betsofen, the Kabbalah Betsofen, is Likuva Oilo Shebo Chatos Mikoch Oilo, but the whole source of the Chatos was from Oilo. In a din, shouldn't it be a kabachaymer, that it should be miakeves. Shine. Freg the Gemara, but there's lamatzina. What was the argument? What was the argument? So first the Gemara thought kabachaymer, not lamatzina tofel chamanika. That's going to be the next argument. That's Gemara is going to reinterpret. First the Gemara just thought that one is more chamer than the other. That since oila is the source of the whole, the first mocker. But the requirement for tzofen is by oilo, and chatos only derived from it. So oilo is more chomer than chatos. So the Gemara says, yeah, on the one hand, whenever you derive A from B by a kavachaymer, A has a chomer, that A is the source, but on the other hand, B has a chomer. Mal lechatos, shkeim chaperos lechavi krisis. So that's a pircha. Who says that A is more chomer than B? Maybe B is more chomer than A. So the Gemara says, you're right. They cancel each other out. Each one has a chomer. So you can't dana kavachaymer. Whenever you have a kavachaymer, there are two ways to reject it. The Gemara has one way is a pircha, and one way is a yochiach. A pircha means you're telling me that A is machamer than B because you found one little detail halacha where it's machamer, but on the other hand, B has a detail halacha which is machamer than A. So that's called miyikah v'dina pircha. Miyikah d'dina. Dina means the kavachaymer. So the whole A is greater than B, but in a certain sense, B is greater than A. So the whole kavachaymer doesn't get off the ground. And then so often the Gemara will reject the Kavachaymer based on a Yochiach. Yochiach means A is Taka Machamer than B. And therefore you have a Kavachaymer that teaches you either a Kula or a Chumer, whatever teaches you a Din. But this same style Kavachaymer you can make in another case, and that will lead you to an incorrect result. I know over there that it's not true. So that's called a Yochiach. If this style Kavachaymer is acceptable, then you should accept the Kavachaymer in another instance. And I know the conclusion there will be incorrect. So for whatever reason, you can't darshan such a kavachaymer. So whenever you reject a kavachaymer based on a pircha, that's considered stronger rejection. That's called me'ikre d'din a pircha. the whole essence of the Kal V'chomer falls apart. Who you're telling me A is Machaben and B, because of one detail halacha, that Oila is the source of Tzofin and Chatas derived from Oila, and the other end Chatas has a Chumre, Shkem Chaperas al Chabi Krisus. That's called Mikra the Dina Pircha. So you can't be done a Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara says, you're right. He didn't, that's not what the Drasha was all about. Ravina. No, that wasn't, he didn't really mean Avada Barava never meant to say like that, that is the Kal V'chomer. He meant to say a different story. Since your whole din of Tzofen by Chatas is derived from Oila, so I consider Oila the Iker, and Chatas is the Tofel, so whatever B is derived from A, it's impossible that B should be greater than A. That's impossible. I'm not seeing the Tafel, Chamem and Ha'ika. Now the Gemara is going to go into a whole dissertation. Is that true? Is that Svara accurate? That whatever one din is an extension of the other can't be more Chamem than the original din.
Rabbi, is this similar to, what
did
you say,
Dayal? Yeah, like Dayal. Correct. The Gemara has a din, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that when you pay the Hegdish, you have to have the best, it depends whether the Hegdish is Karka or Metaltalim. So somebody was Magdish Metaltalim, so you need, someone was Magdish an automobile. So what's the Gizba going to do with an automobile? He doesn't need it. So he auctions it off to the highest bidder. Yeah, but how do you determine what's the lowest bid? A guy's going to give $5 for a $50,000 automobile. So you have to have a bezna of three, at least a bezna of three, to establish what's the minimum bid we're going to take for this. And if it's karka, then the halacha says you have to have a bezna of ten. Well, how do you know you need a bezna of three, a bezna of ten? So the Gemara says, you look at the psukim at the end of Parshas B'chukaisa, you have how many times it says hakoin, 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 and it says 10 times. Herech hakoin, behemen hakoin. So you add it up. That's when the midrash turned the drashas them. So when someone was magdish, a behemoth, tameo, an elephant, or a racing horse or something. So there it says Hakoin 3 times. So you need a bezna of three by all metaltalim. And by karka, you add up all the psukim, it says 10 times 10. 10 times Hakoin. So then the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, HaKarkoyas Tisha the coin. So Mishnah Megillah also. For Pidyon Karkoyas, you have to have a bezna of 10. 9 can be Yisraelim, and 1 has to be a coin. To establish the minimum value, to take that should be the minimum bid. We're not going to take a bid lower than that for the purposes of Pidyon HaHegdish. So the Gemara says, how did you get? It should be 10 Kohanim. So it says 10 times HaKoin. The Gemara says, no, En miyot hachamiyot elo lerabbis. The first time it says HaKoin means HaKoin. Second time it says HaKoin, it's a miyot hachamiyot, so it means non-Koin is also good. So how did you establish that it should be Tisha B'Koin, 9 Yisraelim? So Pasha Pshat is, the first time it says HaKoin, it means it, HaKoin. And the next 9 times are all En miyot hachamiyot elo lerabbis, that the next 9 can be Yisraelim. So the Gemara says, how can that be? Why don't you need 5 and 5? So the Gemara says, Hasta gut de kash. What's the kasha should be 5 and 5? How can you say, Emiot achamiot ela le rabbis? The pasuk says 10 times akoin. So you're going to be marbe, Emiot achamiot, Emiot achamiot ela le rabbis. Israel is also good. But how can it be more chomer than the. How can, so the Ritva says, on that Gemara, that's a Gemara Megillah. Same Gemara Megillah is in Sanhedrin. So the Ritva says the Gemara's kasha was based on Dayo. Dayo is not only a rule in Kal V'chomer, Dayo was a rule in Miotach Miotel of the Rabbis also. That's what he suggested. That was the Gemara's kasha, they didn't have a teretz. Why shouldn't you require 5 and 5? So here also, that's what the Gemara says. L'matzina tofel chama manika. Since the whole din of Tzofen by Chatos is derived from the original source, was the pasuk by Oilom. And by Chatas, we established that we had Shina Lakas Uliakim, that's the top line, Amem Chesem and Beis. So once you've established by Chatas, Leitei Tafel Chaman Iker, so that carries over to Oila as well. Freg di Gemara, the Gemara is going to go into a discussion. Is that accurate or not? Freg di Gemara, Bahari Meiser, the top line, Amem Tesem and Aleph. What's the din when you have Meiser Sheni? If you have Meiser Sheni, you have Netter Revai. Ma'aseh Sheni, you have the 7-year Shemitah cycle. So the first 2 years in Mafish, Truma Gedolah, Ma'aseh Rishon, Ma'aseh Sheni. The third year, instead of Ma'aseh Sheni, in Mafish, Ma'aseh Rani. Then the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth years, I repeat the first and the second and the third years. In Mafish, Ma'aseh Sheni. So what do you do with the Maaser Sheni? Same as Neter Avite. Whenever you plant a tree in Eretz Yisrael, Kisavoyal Eretz, and the Taitim Kolei Tzimaycha Bar Altam Arloh, so Shalashan Amarei Lam Yelachem. First 3 years, a lot of times, no peiris will grow at all. If any peiris grow, so the peiris are Rosa Bachila Asa Ba'ano, and it's Ton Sreifa, it's Manan Yisrofim. Orla and Kilai HaKerem are both Menan Yisrofim. That's the last mission in Tzmur. So, and then the fourth year, whatever grows in the fourth year, is Kodesh Hilulam Lashem. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it, Bigdusha V'Tahara, the same as Maaser Sheni. So the Pasuk says, if you live far away from Yerushalayim, you had such a bountiful year that you have so much Paris Maaser Sheni. It'll be so expensive, it'll be prohibitive to take it to Yerushalayim. It doesn't pay. So then the Torah says you can be paid the Maaser Sheni chutz li Yerushalayim, and then you take the money to Yerushalayim and start a kasa baboka batzon v'yayin v'ashecha. So when you paid the Maaser Sheni onto money, that's the din. The shabbat kesef is lav ki kesef. The Gemara has that there in Kol HaTar Kulu Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. When you get married, you give a ring. That's Kedusha Kesef. Even though you don't give cash, you give Shabbat Kesef. And when you have Adam Amazik, so it says Kesef Yoshev Libolov by Bor. Kesef Yoshev Al Pidyon Aben. You give Kesef. Chamesh Shkolim. But the din in Shabbat Kesef is Kesef. It's good L'chatchili. And give Shabbat Kesef also. The Gemara just has that there are three exceptions to the rule. Shabbat Kesef is Lav Kesef. So the most famous one is Pidya Maaser Sheni need dafke kesef. So there are two dinim of Pidya Maaser Sheni. There's one Pidya Maaser Sheni berichot mokem. The pasuk says ki yircham mimcham mokem kilo suchal seiso. So the pasuk pshat and the pasuk mean yircham mimcham mokem. He lives so far away. He lives in Kiryat Shmona. He's going to schlep all of the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, but it'll be so expensive, it won't pay. It won't pay to spend so much money to schlep everything to Yerushalayim. So then the Torah gives you the break, you can be paid. So the Halacha says in the Gemara Makkos, even Psiachas Chutz Yerushalayim, doesn't have to be Kirichak Mim Chamakum so far away, even though the Pshut Hashem Mikra is like that. The Gemara says even if he's just one step, even if he's walking, has a sack of Maaser Sheni on his shoulder, behind his shoulder, and he entered Yerushalayim already, but the sack is chutz Yerushalayim, he can still be part of the Maaser Sheni, because the Maaser Sheni didn't yet enter Yerushalayim. Even though he already entered Yerushalayim, but the Maaser Sheni is on his backpack, Maaser Sheni didn't enter Yerushalayim. So the din is, you can be part of Maaser Sheni, berichot makam. Then, Rashi has pointed out, there's another din, you can be part of Maaser Sheni, even in Yerushalayim, if it's nitma. How do you know? Because it says in the Pasuk, so what does mean kilo suchal say? So it's too difficult to schlep, to carry it, to transport it to Yerushalayim. That's the pshuto shel mikra. So the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation. Ein seisa ala achila. Kilo suchal seisa means you can't eat it, even if it is in Yerushalayim. But if it's nitma, so you're not allowed to eat it, because when you say vide meiser on Er Pesach of the fourth year, and our Pesach of the seventh year, you have to say Labiyarta Biman and Bitome. I didn't consume the Maaser Sheni in a state of Tumah, neither that I was Tomei nor that the Maaser Sheni was Tomei. So you can't eat the Maaser Sheni if it's Nitma. So the Gemara says there are two dinim of Pidya Maaser Sheni. There's one din, you can be paid the Maaser Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, that's Berichok Makam, even if it's only Psiachas Chutz Yerushalayim. Then the other din is you can be paid the Maaser Sheni even in Yerushalayim if the Maaser Sheni was Nitma. That's the question, are these two different dinim of Pidya Maaser Sheni? Or maybe there's a tarashova between the two. So in the Sefer Torah Zeraim, he raises such a possibility. He tries to say, gives a mocha and a Yerushalmi. Maybe it's one and the same din. Maybe the one din is whenever the Maaser Sheni is in a position, and it's in a location where you can be mekayim mitzvah sachila, Maaser Sheni is tohar and it's in Yerushalayim. So eat it. So whenever it's in a position that you can fulfill a mitzvah sachila, so then it doesn't lend itself to pidyon. But if the Maaser Sheni is berichot makam and you can't eat it, you're not allowed to eat it chutz Yerushalayim. Or the Maaser Sheni is in Yerushalayim, but it's nitma, vayta you can't eat it. So if the Maaser Sheni is in a state that you can't eat it, so then you have the right to be poydan. This is Sefer Pas HaShulchan, written by one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov both encouraged their Talmidim to go to Eretz Yisrael and with the thought that if we'll have a lot of Jews moving to Eretz Yisrael, we'll hasten the coming of Mashiach. So the Vilna Gaon wanted Mashiach to be a Mesnagid, so he sent his Talmidim, and the Baal Shem Tov wanted the Mashiach to be a Chassid, so he sent his Talmidim. And we're still waiting. Okay, we're still waiting for Mashiach to come. So one of the Talmidim of the Gro went to Eretz Yisrael, wrote his Sefer Pas HaShulchan. It's a corner added on, Avinkala, Akpeya, added on to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has very little in Yerideya about mitzvahs hatliyas ba'aretz. Has only one siman, Shin Lamed Aleph, that's all. So the Pas HaShulchan adds on more halachas. So the Pas HaShulchan quotes a Tshuvas HaRadvaz that the way it says doesn't make any sense. It's probably a misprint. He talks about, can you be poida ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim bizman hazeh? Can you be poida in that to revive in Yerushalayim? Usually we assume ma'aseh sheni in that to revive the same thing, kodesh kodesh. It's a gzeira shava. The pasuk describes ma'aseh, the pasuk in the end of Chilkaisa describes ma'aseh sheni as kodesh, and the pasuk describes in that to revive as kodesh. So the Mishnah has that there's a gzeira shava, all the dinim are the same. So the Radvaz has a chiddush that they're not the same. And he says, what about Bizman HaZeh? Can you be paid in my Sushen in that they're right in Yerushalayim Bizman HaZeh? What changed Bizman HaZeh? He doesn't explain. So he says, my Sushen in Bizman HaZeh cannot be paid in that they're right, can't be paid in. Why? He doesn't explain. So the Pashtus is that it's a misprint. The Pashtus is that he meant to say the reverse. Because the Gemara in Makkos has a braisa that can you eat ma'aseh sheni bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says no, because you can only eat ma'aseh sheni b'chalta Hashem l'fnei Hashem l'kecha ma'aseh d'gancha b'sirosh v'tzirecha b'choris b'karcha b'tzanecha. You can eat kachim kalim b'choris kachim kalim. So kachim kalim is nechal b'chol ha'ir, and then so you can eat ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim the same way you eat kachim kalim in Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara learns out from another pasuk, you can only eat kachim kalim in Yerushalayim is man. If there's a Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash and you would have been able to berserk the dam on the Mizbeach, so then you can eat the Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. If you don't have Mizbeach Banoi, then you can't eat Kachim Kalim. You can't eat Kachim Kalim, and then you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni either. So the Radvaz sounds like he's claiming that that halacha, if you don't have a Mizbeach Banoi, you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. That's the Gemara. That din only applies to Ma'aseh Sheni. It does not carry you over to Neter Ravai. Even though you have Gzeirah Shavah Kodesh Kodesh, it seems to imply that it doesn't carry you over. There is a Tosfos in the beginning of Beitza, in the first parak in Beitza, Davdalah and Beitza, I think, where Tosfos seems to assume like that. Tosfos talks about Rabbi Yechem Azakai had a Kerem Ravai, and he was mafkirid because he couldn't bring it to Yerushalayim. So Tosfos says, why didn't he bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it? Well, what was the big problem? Why didn't he bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it? So the Achranim asks, what do you eat? What do you mean? Eat net the revive Yerushalayim. The Brisa says that you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni Bizman HaZeh. Bizman Sheim is Be'ech Banoi. You can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni. Don't we have a Gzera Shafa between Ma'aseh Sheni and net the revive? So the Achranim say, apparently Tosis thinks that there's a difference between the two. The Gzera Shafa doesn't equate them completely. Ma'aseh Sheni cannot eat, and net the revive you can eat. So that's probably what it's supposed to say. In the Radvaz, it's probably supposed to say, Ma'aseh Sheni Bizman HaZeh, you can be poida even in the Eir Atika, because you cannot eat it, because you don't have a Mizbech Banei. And it's one din. Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz L'Yerushalayim, or Ma'aseh Sheni Shenitma in Yerushalayim, Atzad HaShavah Shebehem is, whenever the Ma'aseh Sheni is in a state that you simply can't eat it, then it lends itself to Pidyon. So Bizman HaZeh, even if the Ma'aseh Sheni is Tohar, it was never Huchshel HaKabal Tumah. So it's still Tohar, and it's in Yerushalayim, it's in the Eir Atika, but you can't eat it because it's not Mizbech Bonah. So that's probably what it's supposed to say in the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, that Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim is Manazeh, you can be poida, because it doesn't lend itself to the mitzvah Sachila. But Neter Revai, you can eat Bizmanazeh, the Neter Revai. I'm Tommy, I can't eat it. But the Neter Revai, the Atzmusa, lends itself to Achila. I can't eat it. But the Neter Revai is Tohar, and it's in Yerushalayim. So since it lends itself to Achila, so therefore it doesn't have pidyon. That's probably what it's supposed to say.
Does the Mishnah that in Sukkot, that he's getting a real one in the Zagre, that today, that after the woman buys, she didn't have to bring the Zerubai Yerushalayim because Zerubai Yerushalayim, because the Yerushalayim anyway is destroyed, doesn't that, is that aren't they discussing? They made it in Durban. You're not supposed to be quoted if you're very close. And they said you are allowed to be quoted very close, but in your shalayim, you shouldn't be quoted.
The Mishnah implies that they ate the netter of Ay. So that's a shot. They ate it after the Churban. Was that a takana that was made after the Churban Abayis, or late before? He says once the Goyim took over Yerushalayim, so maybe that was before the Churban by Sheni. The Romans were running the show in Yerushalayim before the Churban. So maybe that takana was before the Churban. The Mishnah talks about eating netter of Ay in Yerushalayim. That is correct. Yeah. But it could be after the Churban, could be before. If this is what the Radva said, and this is what Taisa says in Beitza, then the Mishnah fits in very well. It's after the Churban Abayis. And he did away with the Takana, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But if you would bring it, you would be able to eat it. Yeah. What is that Takam Shat in the Mishnah? There was a Takana before. Whoever lives within a certain proximity to Yerushalayim should not be poyed in the Netter of Ay. You should bring it to Yerushalayim. Kedela Ater Shuki Yerushalayim B'Peiras. What's that? And then when the Romans took over, so he was no longer interested in that. What does it mean? Kedela Ater Shuki Yerushalayim B'Peiras. It should look colorful. It should look poshimshat. It should look colorful. You go into the Shuk, you see all of these fruits and vegetables. It should look colorful. So other Meforshim on the Mishnah is saying no. They wanted to knock down the prices. So if you have more supply and less demand, then the prices are going to go down. So that's what he meant. There should be an abundance of Paris and Yerushalayim, so the prices should go down. Someone's going to want to buy it. From Shatim and the Mishnah. But it's clear that they're eating the Netter of Ay in Yerushalayim. Yeah. So Nachamal. So there are two dinim regarding Pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. It's nifta berichot makam, and it's even nifta in Yerushalayim if it's nitma. Ma'aseh Sheni she nitma, potemos afil be Yerushalayim. So now there are two different things. There's pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni, then there's chilul Ma'aseh Sheni. Let's say the farmer lives in Kiryat Shmona, so far away. He's not going to schlep all the Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, so it's going to be paid down to money. So the Rambam says, he says, a bracha she kadishana b'mitzvah yisavit zivano, al pidyon Ma'aseh Sheni. He says, a bracha evel asiyosam. Then he does the pidyon. When he takes the money to Yerushalayim and he goes to a store and he buys from the Sata Kesa Baboka Batson Bayain Bashekhar, has to buy primi geduli karka. So he buys a bottle of wine, he buys rolls, he buys salami, he buys flesh, whatever. That's Baka Batson Yain Bashekhar. So as he's about to pay for the food that his family is going to eat, they all went to the mikveh, everybody's store, they're going to eat the Gdusha Vatara in Yerushalayim. And he wants to transfer the Gdusha from the money onto the, he has to pay before he eats it. The money has kedusha, so he has to switch the kedusha from the money onto the food. That's called chilul ma'aseh sheni. When you transfer the kedusha from the peiros onto the money, that's called pidyon ma'aseh sheni. And say that bracha. Asher kedushanim sasona pidyon ma'aseh sheni. Then as you're about to buy the food that you're going to eat, the kedusha v'tara, then you say bracha to Hashem, asher kedushanim b'mitzvos v'tzivano, al chilul ma'aseh sheni. First you do pidyon, then you do chilul. Yeah. What if he's going to do directly? He's going to do chilul ma'aseh sheni directly. Let's say he has a ton of oranges. He's going to eat a ton of oranges in Yerushalayim. He's going to get diarrhea. He's going to get sick. He's going to be coming out of his nose. How many oranges can he eat? So he wants to. And someone selling salami sandwiches with bottles of wine and Kiryat Shmona. So can he switch? Does he have to go one step at a time first? The two brachas. That's like going brachas sheni tzvicha. Why should he say a bracha and do a pidyon? Then take the money and buy the salami sandwiches with the wine and then say a bracha and the chilo. Take the Paris ma'aseh sheni and transfer the kedusha directly from the Paris onto the salami sandwiches and put the salami sandwiches in a freezer and then drive to Yerushalayim and have your picnic there. So the Rambam says that that's legitimate. You can do that. You don't have to do one step at a time. You have to first do pidyon and then chilo. And the Rabbi is masik on the Raman Hilchas Ma'aseh Sheni. What do you mean? You can only do the way it's described in the Chumash. You can't do chilul directly. You have to do first pidyon, and then you say a bracha on the pidyon, then you say a bracha on the chilul. You have to do one at a time. So here there's a machloikas hatanoim. The fellow came to Poshib Shad. The Gemara has a din with the Rabbanan that you shouldn't do chilul chutzli Yerushalayim. The Rambam says, but he ever, if you took all of the ton of oranges and you transferred the kedusha directly from the oranges onto the salami sandwiches in the freezer, so that's okay. But the Gemara says you shouldn't do chilul chutz liyushalayim because the salami sandwiches can get ruined. You have it in the freezer. The electricity may stop working, so you will have ruined the ma'aseh sheni. Transfer the kedusha onto the salami sandwich, then everything got spoiled. So lechatchila shouldn't do, but yeah, but if you did the chilul chutz Yerushalayim, it would be good. So he was talking. The fellow came to Yerushalayim with the money, and he took the money and he bought the salami sandwiches, right? And then the salami sandwiches became nitmo. Afterwards, it was nitmo. So normally the din is that ma'aseh sheni should nitmo be Yerushalayim. If you bought it to Yerushalayim, it's nitmo. You can't be poida. Kilo silcho seisa in seisa lachilo. That's the Gemara. Rashi quotes it from Baba Metzia. It's also Gemara in Makkos. Some people like Makkos better than Baba Metzia. So the Gemara has a drasha. If the ma'aseh sheni is nitmo in Yerushalayim, you can't be poida. So what if here, the lakuach, the kesa of ma'aseh sheni, was nitmo in Yerushalayim? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. The Gemara says, this nan we have a Mishnah, halokuach, the kesef ma'aseh shenitma. He purchased the peiros in Yerushalayim. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learned the poshib shat, because that's the normal way. Because lachatchila it's an isa de rabbani. You're not supposed to do chilul chutz li Yerushalayim. But the evid, if you did, you did. But the evid, if you do chilul Yerushalayim, it'll also be good. But he's talking the normal case. You bring the money to Yerushalayim, and there you buy halokuach, the kesef ma'aseh. He bought primi gedula karka there. Shenitmo, then the salami sandwiches became tummy. So the Tanakhama holds, yipoda, it lends itself to pidyon. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer yikov, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even though the ma'aseh sheni itself has a din of pidyon, if it's nitmo, even in Yerushalayim, the lokuch because the ma'aseh is more chomer than the ma'aseh sheni itself. So the Gemara says, isn't this an example, the top line of the Gemara, harei, the top line of Memtes, harei ma'aseh, the who nifte, the original ma'aseh sheni itself, can be nifte betume in Yerushalayim. V'ilu lakuch because the ma'aseh ain't a nifte, I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda. They're asking akasha from Reb Yehuda. That's what Rashi says. The third line from the top in Rashi, I'll leave it to Reb Yehuda. Al me'ika tofel chava me'ika. Rashi's girsa is, Rashi crosses out the five words that are in parentheses. Rashi didn't have that girsa. Rashi had the girsa leaving out the parentheses, and the kasha was from Reb Yehuda's sheet. How can Reb Yehuda say that the lokuach is more chomer than the ma'aseh sheni itself, that the lokuach doesn't lend itself to pidyon? How can that be? Eich matzin a tofel chomer manika. So the Gemara said, that's not chomer, that's kal. Hosam, no. It's not that the lokuach is so much more chomer. Hosam la'alimu kdushasi le'mitfes pidyonei. No, the original ma'aseh sheni has a higher level of kedusha. Then when you pay the ma'aseh sheni at the money, take the money to Yerushalayim, you buy the primi gedule kaki, buy the salami sandwich with the wine, with the beer and everything, that has a lower level of kedusha. The original peiros have a higher level of kedusha, and the lokuach has a lower level. So because it has a lower level, loyalima kedushasi, the kedusha is not powerful enough, and it's not strong enough, lemitzvahs pidyon, to be teifahs pidyon. It's not that it's a chumra, it's a kula, because it has less kedusha. That's what the Gemara answers. So this is the girsa that Rashi had. Rashi didn't have the parentheses. And Rashi says the kasha was from Reb Yehuda. Tosfos quotes that others had this girsa that we have in parentheses. Others had the girsa, and the kasha was from the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan say halukuch because of ma'aseh shenitma yipode. So the Gemara is making a diuk. Nitma en loy nitma loy. There are two dinam of pidyon and ma'aseh sheni. There's one din of pidyon that says black and white and chumash berichu k'macham. Then there's another din that's not black and white. Kilo silcha seisa, the ma'aseh sheni is in a state of tumah. If it's nitma, even if Yerushalayim has pidyon, so the Tanakhama disagrees with Reb Yehuda and Machlokes, that's only shenitma. But what about lokuach chutz li Yerushalayim? Lechatchila, you're not supposed to do that. Lechatchila, when you pay the ma'aseh sheni, you shouldn't buy the salami sandwich that's chutz li Yerushalayim. Because until you're going to get to Yerushalayim, it can get ruined in the heat. So you have it in the freezer. The electricity may fail. So Lachatchila should never do that. Lachatchila should never do that. The Gemara talks about, Mishnah is talking about, the guy buys live animals. He paid the ma'aseh sheni out the money, and he takes the money, buys live animals, then he has the animals march to Yerushalayim. He's going to shech them in Yerushalayim and eat them. So the Gemara said, the animal can drop dead. till you get to Yerushalayim. He can die from exhaustion on his way to Yerushalayim. Then it turned out you just made a hefsid for a Maisa Sheni. So the Gemara says, L'chatchili, you shouldn't do that. But we're talking about, yeah, but if you did, I was paid a Maisa Sheni and Kiryat Shmona. Then I bought salami sandwiches and I kept it in a freezer and it's Bericha K'makim. And now I see it's a schlep. I see that the electricity is going to go. And I want to be paid the salami sandwiches back onto money and take the money to Yerushalayim and buy something else. So what would be the din with him? So the way Tosis quotes from the Mishnah in Maseches Maaseh Sheni, and from this line in the Gemara also, it would appear that that there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees it cannot be paid to that. The Gemara says, Tanakam only says, Alakuch because of Maaseh Sheni, Shenitma in Yerushalayim. If it's Nitma, you can be paid there. The Gemara is Medaik, Nitma and Tanakam only allows you to be paid in the Maaseh Sheni. If it's nitma, abaloi nitma, you want to be paid based on richuk makim, the lakuch is still chutz liyushalayim. The Gemara has a din. Once you brought the Maaseh Sheni into Yerushalayim, the Gemara says kol tuhu mechitzis. Then there's one din you're not allowed. Both by the rabbanon, you're not allowed to take it chutz liyushalayim. And the second din, even if you took it chutz liyushalayim, no longer lends itself to pidyon. That's called klitas mechitzis, kol tuhu mechitzis. The Gemara says in the end of Sahed, that din is only Medirabban. Kol tu mechitza that din Medirabban. Minatar, the din is when it's in Yerushalayim, it has no pidyon. If you took it in, you took it out, it would still have pidyon. But the lakuach, so the girsa sounds like, even without this parenthesis, but the din is true. The Mishnah is muchach like that. The Rachachamim only have a machlekes with Rabbi Yudah if the Mashisheni, if the lakuach was nitma. But if it's loy nitma and it's chutz li Yerushalayim and you want to be paid there, the lakuach, just like you can be paid there, maaseh sheni b'chuk makim, that they agree that not. So the girsa that has this parenthesis, Rashi says the kasha is from Rabbi Yudah. And Tosfos quotes others who held the kasha was from the chachamim, nitma and loy nitma lo. So don't you see that tofel chamim in Eika? The kasha was from the chachamim. Don't you see that tofel chamim in Eika? So Tosis explains that that's not, that girsa is incorrect. That doesn't indicate Tafel Chamim and Iker. And they explain why. Where is this? Avalagirsa kuntus nicha. It's when the lines are still narrow. There's about six, seven lines before they become medium size in this Tosis. So Tosis says the whole idea behind being paid Maaseh Sheni chutz liYerushalayim is to make it easier to bring it to Yerushalayim. Ki lo silcha seisa ki varechecha Hashem alokecha. So v'amed dvar ma'amurim, the guy has a ton of oranges. He's not going to eat so many oranges. He's going to get sick. He'll bring it to Yerushalayim. He can't find so many people to eat the oranges. He wants to be paided to make orange juice and sell it all over. But it's too much to bring the oranges to Yerushalayim. So the Torah gives you a break. You can be paided berichuk makayim, in order to facilitate matters, in order to enable you to bring the money to Yerushalayim to buy premium gedula karka. But if you already were paid the Maaseh Sheni and Kiryat Shmona, you already bought your salami sandwiches. So you already made up your mind, that's what you're going to eat. No, so you already facilitated. So the Torah doesn't give you the right to be paid over there. The whole idea, the whole rationale why there's pidyon berichuk makim is to make it possible to eat the premium gedula karka that you will appreciate, that you'll enjoy in Yerushalayim. But if the guy already bought the salami sandwiches, he already bought the food that he wants to eat, popcorn, whatever, peanuts, cracker jack, whatever he bought, whatever he wants to eat, he bought it already. So why should he be able to be paid at that chutz Yerushalayim? He already has what he wants to eat. So that's what Taisa says. That's a separate reason why nitma en lo nitma lo. That's not a kasha hech matzina tofel chamam and iker. That's because the whole logic, the whole rationale behind being paid at berichot makam simply doesn't apply balakur. So that's what they quote from the Mishnayos in Maaseh Sheni Taka, that the pidyon berichuk makam doesn't apply to lakur. The whole machlokes only is the pidyon in Yerushalayim in the state of Tuma. So that itself, once you have that Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni, the Sefer Torah Zrayim raised the question, are these two different dinim of pidyon, or is it one and the same din? So we said from the Radva, it sounds like it's one and the same thing. It came up with the Chiddush that Bizman Azeh, that you're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim because there's no Mizbeach Banui. You can even put the Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, Bizman Azeh, even though it's in the state of Tahar. It's all, so if you say it's all one din, So how can you split between the two and say, Lokuach has this din opinion, doesn't have that din opinion? Everything is one and the same din opinion. The Pashtus is that from the Mishnah it would appear, from the Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda, Alib Rabbi Yehuda, maybe it's all one din, but from the Chachamim the Rabbi Yehuda, that they say one din opinion Lokuach does have, the other din opinion Lokuach doesn't have. So it sounds like the two unrelated din. It's not that Tzad HaShavish HaBinayim, that it's one and the same din. Anyway, so let's go back again. What are we trying to establish? So the Gemara said the original pasuk for Shechita B'Tzofen says by Oilo. And then we derive, it says, B'mkom asher tishchat osan tishchat as achatos. Yishech dechatos also in Tzofen. And then we had a Shina lo akasol yakev that by chatos it's me'akev b'dievet, both by the Shechita and by the Kabbalah, everything is me'akev b'dievet, the Tzofen. So now the Gemara says, how can I go back to establish that even by Oila also it's Ma'akeh B'Di'evet? So first thing, Mora thought, maybe it's a Kal V'Chomer. Then Mora says, no, there's a Pircha in the Kal V'Chomer. Ma'alecha Teshkeh Mechaberes Al-Chavi Krisis. You can't say that Oila is Ma'chomer because it's the original source. Chatas has a Chomer, and a Chomer can get a Chomer. So that's a Pircha, Mikre Dina Pircha. So the Mora says, no, it's not a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Klal, La Matzina Tofel Chamanik. How could it be? The whole source of the institution of Tzofen is in Oilo. You're going to tell me now that Chatos is Mochamen and Oilo can't be. So the Gemara says, is there such a klal? Lamatzina Tofel Chamani, because the first they brought from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion by Maisa Sheni, and then they said that he says the Maisa Sheni itself lends itself to Pidyon Bituma, even in Yerushalayim, and the Lokuch does not. So it does not indicate that the Tofel can be Mochamen and Iker. The Gemara said, no, it's not Mochamen, it's less. It doesn't have the same amount of kedusha as the original Maaseh Sheni, so it cannot succeed at being Tofes Pidyon. So then the Gemara is going to ask a new kasha, v'harei tmura. So what's the din? So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Pcheres Daf Yud Aleph Amud. Normally, we discussed the Mishnah yesterday in Daf Kuf. Mishnah Hamenachas Van Sochim. If you magdish a bottle of wine and you magdish a sack of flour to bring as nisochim or to bring as a mincha, so when you do the kedushas peh, it only gets kedushas domim lamizbeach and still lends itself to pidyon. After you put it in the klishares, then the mission says hamenachas matzachim shekid should be kli. It gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach and no longer lends itself to pidyon. Now we said when you do the first avodah rishayna, then it gets a kedushas korban, a deeper kedusha. So the this is Menachas and Sochem, as opposed to Oifus and Behemoth, someone says this should be a carbon Pesach, this should be a carbon Oila, this should be a carbon Chatos, or this should be an Oila Soif, a Chatos Soif, whatever. When he does the Kedushas Peh, right away I get the Kedushas Guf Lamizbech. It doesn't go in two stages. So now there's and then there's no Pidyon. When you make something Kedushas Guf Lamizbech, there's no Pidyon. There's a special din by Behemoth. If it gets a mum kavua, when it gets a mum, you can't be makavir on the mizbech, but you can only be paid if it gets a mum kavua. If it only gets a mum oiver, it's possible lahakavir bagam mizbech, but it does not lend itself to pinyon. If it gets a mum kavua, then it lends itself to pinyon. But that's a different kind of a pinyon. Let's say if I was magdish, a bottle of wine, to bring it as a nisach hayayin, Nisach Hayayin exists independently. Nisach Hayayin usually mechasim in this game came duber. You bring Yayin in conjunction with a carbon behema. But the Mishnah is established later in Zvachim that you can bring a carbon Yayin, b'fnei atzmai. The Gemara discusses how you're going to do the hakrava on it. But there is such a thing as a carbon Yayin. So let's say someone was magdush a bottle of wine or a sack of flour. So it only gets a kedushas domim lamizbech. So then when you paid it, the whole kedusha goes off, and you can feed it to the dogs. You can do whatever you want. But if you had a korban that had a kedusha guf lamizbeach, and then it gets a mum kavua, then it lends itself to pidyon. So then the Gemara learns out from the pasuk tizbach ve'achalta baser, tizbach v'lagiza ve'achalta v'lo l'klavecha, and baser v'loicholov. It's also begiza b'avoida. It's also begiza b'avoida. It still retains the kedusha. Kedusha guf lamizbeach never goes off. That's a pidyon hamatir. When you have something that only has kedushas domim lamizbeach, let's say menachas and sochem before kiddush kli only has kedushas domim lamizbeach. So when you pay there, so the whole kedusha goes off. When you have something that has kedushas guf lamizbeach, it was a behema or a knife, and it's roi lakrava, it gets a kedusha lulav mizbeach. So even if the behema gets a mum, it's a pidyon hamatir, but it's not a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. It still retains the kedusha. The Gemara, the Mishnah says in Pcharet Daf Yudal, it's still oisa tmura. After you paida, it's called psula hamikdashim. After you have a korban that got a mum kavua and you paida, then it's called psula hamikdashim. It's still oisa tmura. Even though it's muta l'shachta chutz l'beis hamikdash. It's still, if I say saharezu tachazu, it's teifus tmuras because it still retains a kedushas korban. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah in Pcharet Daf Yudal, the first parak of Pcharet. What if you have an animal that had mum kavua before you were magdish it? So it never gets a kedusha saguf lamizbech in the first place. All it gets is a kedusha zalim lamizbech. Let's say a guy has an elephant, he has a horse, he has a donkey, he has a mule, and he says, Hareza le korban oil. So you can't be makrib the elephant as a korban oil, it's a behemoth tmeya. So you have to, all it gets is kedusha zalim lamizbech. It doesn't get a kedusha saguf. They're two different things. Kedusha's Berek HaBayis is a different fund. This is Berek HaBayis. You donate money for the cleanup, paint up, fix up the Beis HaMikdash. That's Berek HaBayis for fix up Berek HaBayis. And Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech is a different thing. A guy sets aside $100 to buy a korban oila, to buy a korban shlamim or something. That's called Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech. They're two different things. Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech and Kedusha's Berek HaBayis are two different things. So the Mishnah says, if you're magdish kedushas peh on a behemah that already has a mum kavua before you even magdish it, it's like being magdish a behemah tameya. So all it gets is a kedushas damim on his bech, it doesn't get a kedushas aguf. And then when you paida it, that's a pidyon hamafkia kedusha. So it's muta begizah b'avayda. There's no din. You can feed it to the dogs. If you would have kedusha guf lamizbech and you paid it, that's a different din opinion. That's opinion hamatir. It's not an opinion hamafkir kedusha. Then you have all the restrictions. So then the Mishnah says there, but there are two, there are three exceptions to the rule. Even though the animal had a mum kavua before it became hegdish, there are three exceptions to the rule that it does get a kedusha saguf lamizbech. So two of them are bechor behema torah and maisa behema. B'chor behema Torah is kodesh meirechem. You don't have to be magdish. So when it bounces out of the mother's womb, it gets a kedusha saguf lamizbech, but it has a mum kavua. So you can be paid it. You don't have to be paid it. B'chor behema Torah, once it gets a mum kavua, there's no need to be paid it. You can shech the chutz lamigdash. And the Mishnah said the same, the psukim say. Same is true regarding maisa behema. Maisa behema also. You have to take all the 10 animals that were born in the course of the year. There's a Rosh Hashanah and a Maisa Behemah. So if the 10 animals, 10 sheep, 10 goats were born within the same year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, the Maisa Behemah, either Echabit El or Echabit Tishrei. So if the 10 animals were born in the same year, say, so put them together in the corral, you have them go out one by one, and you count 1 to 10. Then when you count 10, you don't have to say, Harezeh Kodesh B'Kedushas Maisa Sheni. It becomes Kodesh Me'elov. The Gemara says in the end of Chorus, in the last parable, Asir Me'elov who Kodesh. The tenth one is Kodesh by itself. So that's shared in common. Bechor Behema Torah and Maisa Behema have this in common. There's no Kedushas Peh. There's no need for Kedushas Peh. Bechor Behema Torah is the Raman Paskins like Rebbe, that is a mitzvah Magdishon. But even if you're not Magdishon, it's going to be Kodesh Me'erachim anyway. You don't have to. It's a mitzvah Magdishon, but even with that, you're declaring Hareza Kodesh B'Kedushas Bechor is going to be Kodesh anyway. So these two are the exceptions to the rule. Bechor Behema Torah and Maisa Behema says, Lo Yivakeh B'Torah V'Lara, you let all the animals go out to this narrow exit from the corral, and the tenth one becomes Kodesh. The tenth one becomes Asir Me'edov Kodesh. You don't even have to declare it as Kodesh. So Bechor and Maisa don't need Pidyon. They're both Kodesh Me'aleim, does need Pidyon. And it's chal on the animal me'elov, even if it's a balmum kavua, the kedusha is chal, and then there's no need to pidyon, so you can shech the chutz lamigdosh, and it has the restrictions that you can't feed it to the dogs, and tizbach v'lagizav echalta lo lekavecha basav v'lecholav, all the dinim apply, and it's like tmura, all the dinim apply, and then there's another exception to the rule. There are three exceptions to the rule, even though kadamum kavua like deishai. The two exceptions are the Mishnah in Becheres Yudalit. The third exception is a Pasuk in Chumash. That's Temura. Because it says, so we usually misinterpret the Pasuk. We say, The guy donated an animal that's worth $5,000, and then he changed his mind. I can't afford that. So he wants to switch it. He's going to give an animal worth $500 instead of a $5,000 animal. A guy donated an animal of $500. He says, that's not quote shamayim. I can afford better than that. So he says, harezu tachazo, I want to switch it. So we usually mistranslate, lo ech lefena toy bara araba toiv, lo yimarenu. Toy bara, a more bekovedik animal and a less bekovedik animal. So the Gemara says that's not what it means. Toy bara means a balmum is a ra, and a tomim is called the toiv. So the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to make tumura on a balmum. The mehema yamav ahoy hus marosa yeh kodesh. Even if I would have been magdish a balmum, meikara, I had already kodamum kavula hegdesha magdishit. So it's not chal kedusha guf la mizbech, only chal kedusha zdomim la mizbech, but on tmur it is chal. Kedusha guf la mizbech is chal. You can't be makrivit, but you can be poidit. You can be poidit. It'll be yotzeh l'chulin, but not like gaz is really of it, also be gizim avodah. So there are three exceptions to the rule. Two exceptions are in the Mishnah in Bcharis Yudalit, Bcharim Maisa, and the third exception is the Pasuk that says, V'hem O'yavar, Toi Bara, Rabbi Toiv, Ayuhu Smarasi Yakosh. So the Gemara says, don't you see for never Hari Tmura on the sixth line from the top? Diyilu Kotchim, Loichali Alba Mum Kavur. If Kotchim Mum Kavur, Lahegde Shai, the Kedusha Guf is not Chal, only becomes Kedusha Zdom, and Lam is Bech. Diyilu Ihi, but on the Tmura, Tmura is Lashikeva, she, the Tmura Chayla, it will be chal. So don't you have an example? You said a swear. It can't be. Tofel chamanik, it can't be. That's what you see by tmura. When you magdush a korban and it has already imam kavua, it can't possibly receive a kedusha guf lamizbeach. But tmura is chal even if it has a mum kavua before you even begin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not. You're analyzing it wrong. By tmura, there is an animal that already is kodesh, the original korban. So the kedusha of the tmura is nimshach from the original one. So it's like kodem kedusha lemum kavua, because the kedusha of the original animal transfers over to this. Mashenikin by korban, the korban is starting yesh meyayin. You don't have any kedusha at all in the world. So you want to create a kedusha on an animal that's kodem mum kavua like deshai. So there it's not chal. That's what the Gemara answers. And for the Gemara, tmura mekach kochim katsi, kochim mekach chulin kasi. When you magdish an animal, it's chulin, and you want to create kedusha yesh meyayin, so you can't create a kedusha guf if the thing has a mum kavua. But the more mikach kochim kasi, there already is an animal that's kodesh. You mamshech the kedusha from that animal to this animal. So since the original animal kedusha is there, so that's like sof hegdish. We'll have to discuss a little bit whether that's true. You have to check a little bit in the Gemara and Tmura, is it Tmura? Okay, we stop here. Okay, we have to have a vote. Can we try to vote? Tomorrow we should continue in Zvachama. We should do Parsha. Someone's going to take a vote. Okay. You tell me.
All in favor of Zvachama? All not in favor of Parsha?
Oh, I agree. I haven't done
Zvachama? Okay.